Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Church. It's Friday. Time for another slice of fresh bread. I hope you're enjoying the day. I hope you've enjoyed our start into this new epistle, 2 Timothy, Paul's last epistle he writes before his death, and the one in which he places the mantle of ministry upon Timothy. We find ourselves now in verse 8. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to life through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher and apostle and teacher, which is why I suffer and I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Well, we're going to come back to this particular passage on Monday, but I wanted to go ahead and read it in its entirety because it affirms a couple of things that I think is very important. The first thing is this, is that suffering for Christ is the anticipated and prophetic word from the Lord and from the apostles as a reality of the Christian life. If you live a spirit-filled, Christ-centered, Christ-exalting, verbally affirming life in Christ, a great commission life for Christ, to some degree, at some time, in some way, you're going to suffer. And one of the ways is an attempt to shame you into silence, which is why he says, I am not ashamed. And he tells Timothy, do not be ashamed. Therefore, do not be ashamed of what? The testimony about our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel of the power of God. And so, in other words, they want to shame you into silence about the gospel, but don't be shamed into silence. You got to communicate it. Now, we have to communicate the gospel for two reasons. One is our love of the Lord. Because we love the Lord, we want to tell people of our Savior. And secondly, because of our love of people. People can't be saved without hearing the gospel. Because to be saved, you have to believe. And to believe, you have to hear the word of Christ. And so we love them too much to be shamed into silence. So don't be shamed into silence. Continue to speak of the gospel. And what is the gospel? It is the power of God. And what is that power of God displayed in? Number one, he saved us. Number two, he called us to a holy calling. So when God calls you, when God saves you, he positions you as being perfect by his redeeming work through which his blood has erased the penalty of your sin, and his righteousness has given you the credentials of heaven, but he then also calls us to pursue holiness. We have a holy calling, and that is because we live for him. But our works are not to save ourselves. Our works are to tell others of our Savior, and that is the purpose of his grace in our life, is to save us and then to work in us so that the works that come out of us show to the world the power of his purpose and grace in our life. And it's all through Jesus Christ. So that's why we bear witness of Jesus Christ. And this Christ has been manifested. He has come into the world. He had a true body, a true soul. He truly existed. And he has been manifested by this appearing, this Christ. He manifested his presence for a 33-year ministry that takes him to the cross. And when he goes to the cross, he abolishes death and brings life and immortality to light through the gospel. So now, I can't be silent about Jesus. I love people too much and love him too much, and I want them to see him in what I say and in what I do. And when what I say and what I do exalts Jesus, then they can come to Jesus and they can have immortality and life through this gospel message. And then Paul says, I've been appointed a preacher and apostle. And now he's appointing Timothy to be a witness for this Christ, to be a proclaimer. Now, Timothy will not be an apostle, but he can be a preacher and a proclaimer. And he can be a faithful witness. And so can you. And that is another slice of fresh bread. Now, be with God's people and worship this Lord's Day. I'll see you back here for another slice of fresh bread on Monday.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.